Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain and mild temperatures to the region on Tuesday is now tracking off to the north and east. It is being replaced by drier air flowing in on the heels of a gusty west breeze at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting at times over 30. We still see a few leftover rain and snow showers, which will be pushing through the region during the day today. Otherwise, we'll have in and out sunshine and temperatures, while cooler than the last couple of days, still above normal, reaching into the middle 40s on average for daytime highs. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s tonight with partly cloudy skies as high pressure builds in, which will lead us into a dry day on Thursday. And with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will bounce back into the middle 40s once again. At this point, we'll watch two developing systems. One is an area of energy which will dive out of Canada and into the Great Lakes. The second storm will be a low pressure center emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico. The two will stay separate for long enough that when a storm forms along the eastern seaboard, it'll be far enough to the east of Cape Cod to avoid bringing us a big East Coast storm on Friday afternoon. The energy, though, will still have to pivot through our region on Friday, so skies will be cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers as highs reach the upper 30s and lower 40s. This system will clear through the region on Friday night, leaving us with a dry and chilly start to the weekend with mostly sunny skies in the upper 30s on Saturday and more sunshine, but rebounding into the lower 50s by Sunday. The next system will approach for the early part of next week. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Monday with highs in the upper 50s, which will lead us to another chance of rain showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms can be expected across the Gulf Coast states and into the southeast over the next few days. Convection will develop along a stalled front to the north of the coast. There'll be additional support and forcing for showers and storms across the southern plains and western Gulf as a deep upper trough passes over northern Mexico and toward the Gulf of Mexico. This slow-moving front will continue to provide the focus for continuous convective development. The pattern will be favorable for slow-moving and training thunderstorms that are efficient rain producers. The Weather Prediction Center has identified a large portion of the Gulf states and the southeast as having a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. The Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk for strong to severe thunderstorms in nearly the same area. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 19 degrees with a west wind at 84, gusting to 98 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 27, 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.57 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Brighton, Florida, to a low of 6 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs around 40. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 48, that's 18 degrees above normal. 15 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, just a trace of snow for the month, a trace, and 42.3 inches for the season, which is 6.0 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 59 set in 1919, and the record low 20 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:49 p.m. 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy with a few rain or snow showers today, and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s. Rain and snow likely on Friday in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, upper 30s on Saturday. More sunshine, lower 50s on Sunday. On Monday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds in the upper 50s, and that will lead to a chance of rain showers with highs in the mid-50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.